You're listening to In Other News on KNBA 90.3 FM, bringing you news and views from the teen perspective, the stuff we care about straight from our mouths. In Other News is a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute.
Hi there, I'm Chloe Chobel, and you're listening to In Other News. It's National Poetry Month, so I wrote a haiku for you guys. Welcome to our show. Let's go. We're going to celebrate some poetry. We're going to share some of the best poems you have ever heard. Hopefully. So come on and tune in. Anytime you're ready, we're ready to begin.
Chloe, I'm pretty sure that's not a haiku, and it didn't even rhyme.
Looks like I'm not a poet, but these people are. Today you'll hear poems from Nora Herzog, Broby Estrella, and a poem from you, Arena.
Me? I'm Arena Filipenko, and I write words. You could say, I am poet.
You write words?
Indeed. Cool ones.
Wow, impressive. What are your words about?
Stuff. Want to hear some?
Sure.
My words about stuff are cool. Like, really cool.
All right, let's hear some.
All right. Drop me a beat, C-Cho.
C-Cho? No. Why is that my rap name? No.
Where my beat at?
Okay,
stop. I got this. My name is Arena. I live in the hood. I speak some Spanish, and that's really good.
Oh my goodness, Arena. That was so beautiful. I could cry.
I worked quite hard on it. Did you catch the symbolism?
Exquisite, impeccable rhyming skills.
Okay, but actually?
Yeah. Here's Arena with her poem, yo.
Poems about the moon don't exist. The earth spins in adoration of the sun. Simple. One track mindless thoughts, love, the sun, and only care for the moon. I am the lonely moon drifting through emptiness, rotating around my only world, enviously watching the sun in its glorious daily trip. Baby, I can never be your sun. We both know that. Paths decided by the universe don't allow for our peaceful harmony, for our journeys to be one. One fate, one galaxy, two hearts, one love. My dear, I can never be your one and only, the one bringing light and warmth into your needing life, but I can provide you with comfort in the night, when loneliness envelops your body and you search for signs of light in your own darkness, all intertwined, fumbling fingers, trying to connect our puzzle piece hands where the pieces almost fit together, but not enough to be perfect. I'll illuminate gloomy skies, hide fears in meteorites. Baby, I'll create the midnight sky for you. So maybe you'll stay. If only for the night or the next few to come, tell me you love me. Repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. So maybe for a second I believe you, even if false promises and empty words follow you through the door in the morning. I cannot promise you day, but I will always be your night. When the sun disappears, I will be your moon. When it touches your body, I will feel your soul. When you fall in love with the sky, I will find you a shooting star. I'll give you stars and constellations. Hell, I'll steal the whole sky if I can. I will wait for you in the day and expect you in the night. And when the sun doesn't shine so bright, we'll condemn the clouds for diminishing what you call happiness. I will wait. And I will love for as long as it takes, because maybe somewhere in all this chaos, I still believe we are meant to be. Not as soulmates or true loves, only midnight lovers and sunrise poets. Those who write simple syllables in hopes of forgetting broken hearts and broken people, trying to find the right combination of words to feel whole once again. I'll be the one to show you that even in the darkest hours of the night, someone is there for you. You can cry on my shoulder, grab onto my crescent, and pretend you never knew what it was like to feel pain. This isn't the typical love story, just the hopeless moon in love with the selfish sun. I will guide you through the night, aware that loneliness is temporary and we are not forever. You know I can never be your sun, but baby, I will always be your moon.
My name is Arena Filipenko, and that poem was called Letters from the Other Woman. This poem is a euphemism about how the moon is in love with the earth, and the poem is really about how someone feels when they are involved with someone who's in a relationship and they're just on the side. And really, the poem is satirizing the earth and the moon's conquest, is showing how loving and caring it is, but the Earth will never understand that. And so the Earth is portrayed in an antagonist way throughout this poem. I hope you enjoyed it.
I like that poem, but your rap skills are far more refined.
I concur with your statement, Si-Cho.
Do not call me that.
Si-Cho.
That's it. I'm done. Bye, everyone. This is Chloe Chobel signing off. Stay classy, Anchorage.
Whatever. I can do this on my own. Next up, we have...
Wait. This is the part where you beg me to come back.
That is unlikely. Anyways, where was I before Si-Cho rudely interrupted me? All right. Next up, we have Nora Herzog with her poem.
Enjoy!
Shh!
Maybe if I count the number of eyelashes on your face, signs of lucky will magically appear. Calling as if I was a long-lost relative, as if I had a place among the numbers. Sitting somewhere between the square root of -1 and infinity, I feel immeasurable sometimes. As if the flesh, blood, and bone I am composed of were only that. As if all there is inside me is blackness and catalytic reactions, creating new cells out of old cells, as if all I am is a recycling center. I need a section for emotions, blocked off high security facilities where even I can't reach the deepest parts of me. Maybe if I hide myself away a little longer, I'll forget that I'm confused. I'll forget that I forgot whether it was today or tomorrow. I'll forget that I forgot which way to turn on a one-way road. I forget that I feel like I made my decisions in another life. Maybe if I hide myself away a little longer, I'll forget that I'm scared. I'll forget that in the world behind my eyelids, light doesn't exist. I've sunk so deep into realms of fantasy that reality is hardly distinguishable from this place. I go through it all on replay. Trying to find a reason that makes sense for why I am what I am. Trying to find a reason that makes sense for why I am what I am. Because when I forget not to remember, I can't stand my reflection. All I see there is failure. I know I look like perfection, as if I had it all figured out on the outside. But my insides are in turmoil because I can't remember why I love you. I can't remember why I miss you. I can't remember why I can't remember that I want you. I can't separate myself from my nightmares. So each night I dream I forgot you. I wake up lonely without you and can't remember why I'm relieved to find you still here. I need you still here. Warmth without you is only a memory. As if the nights we spent together lit the only hearth fire. Heart fire. I was taught to extinguish all that burned, so I sabotaged our bonfire. As if maybe I wasn't good enough for you. As if maybe you weren't good enough for me. Forgetting how to love you was like forgetting how to breathe. Now all I want is affection, but I can't remember what it feels like to give it. Because my actions are on autopilot, I feel lost inside my own body. And sometimes I wish you'd just hate me, because maybe then I'd remember why I am what I am. Maybe then I'd remember why I am what I am. And maybe if I remember, I'll understand why I'm scared. And I'll remember why I love you. Because the number of eyelashes on your face add exactly up to lucky. Because immeasurable only means it's too big to be counted. Because everything that I am is more than what I'm composed of. Because the reason that I miss you is you are everything I ever wanted. If I could remember what I wanted. So this poem called If I Could Remember, I wrote this poem when me and my boyfriend were going through a hard time, and it just felt so horrible because I felt like I was sabotaging one of the things that was making me happy. And I felt so horrible about it. I wanted to find a way to show him that I'm trying and that that I love him. And it was hard for me to write because it was hard for me to connect myself with, like, trying to let him know what I'm feeling inside without making it sound like I didn't want everything that I had. And I think that after I wrote this poem, it was like a really great release. Like, I felt like now that I've said it, I can get back to fixing everything that I broke. And it was a really great process for me. I kind of use poetry a lot like therapy, but without the couches.
Wow. Nora is so much better than you.
Hey. Well, yeah, true, but I'm trying, homie.
How long have you been doing poetry?
Not very long. I started in about November, and it's been interesting.
Where do you do it at?
I've been going to slams hosted by Brave New Alaskan Voices, who are having a final slam on the 30th at the Performing Arts Center. And the top six poets make the travel team, which is going to Nationals in Philadelphia this summer.
That sounds really cool. I hope you do well.
No, you don't.
Break your leg.
It's break a leg.
That's what I meant. So, Arena, I'm interested in how you got interested in poetry.
Teenage angst, I guess. Poetry is an outlet for a lot of people to get their emotions out creatively. I used to paint, and an art teacher once told me my abstract paintings were wrong and that I shouldn't paint anymore. I haven't touched a paintbrush since then.
That's horrible.
It's fine. As soon as I stopped painting, I picked up a pencil and the words just came flying out.
Well, I really enjoy your work.
That really means a lot, Chloe. I think it's time to listen to events or something for this month in May.
Interested in seeing traditional Alaskan Native culture presented in modern and contemporary ways? The Remarks Art Exhibition is May 1st from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Anchorage Museum at Rasmussen Center. Visit anchoragemuseum.org for more information. It's that time of year again. The Anchorage Market and Festival, host to over 300 weekend vendors, returns Saturday, May 10th on 3rd and E Street. With a variety of entertainment, food, and goods, you are sure to find something you like. Visit anchoragemarkets.com for more details. Lace up your running shoes in support of the Boys and Girls Club for the Faster Than a Falcon 5K. The gun goes off May 10th at 9:30 a.m., starting at Clark Middle School. Visit fasterthanafalcon.info to register and for more information. 43,000 pints of donated blood are used daily in the U.S. and Canada. The Blood Bank of Alaska will be at REI May 11th from 10 to 5:30 taking donations. In an hour's time, you could save a life. Visit bloodbankofalaska.org for more information. Flock to the Alaska Zoo on International Migratory Bird Day to learn about bird migration and conservation from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the U.S. Wildlife Service, and more. Visit the zoo May 18th for hands-on fun for all ages. Go to alaskazoo.org for more information. That was events. I'm Michael. Back to the show.
You're listening to Another News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on 90.3 FM Anchorage. I'm Chloe Chobel.
And I'm Arena Filipenko. But you can call me tonight.
Stop.
Never. So, April is National Poetry Month, and we've dedicated In Other News to poems and stuff.
Hey, do you mind if I recite some poetry in German? I have a hidden talent of speaking German, the language of dragons.
Dragons aren't even real.
Kannst du die alten Lieder noch spielen? Spiele, Liebling. Sie wenn durch mein Weh, wie die Schiffe mit silbernen Kielen. Die nachheimlichen Einzelseelen treiben im ließen Abendsee. Und sie laden am Blütengestade, und der Frühling ist dort so jung. Und da findet an einsamen Pfade vergessene Gotte in wartender Gnade meine müde Erinnerung. I'm still learning.
Cool. Now, what did that mean?
You will never know. It is a secret only awesome German speakers will know.
But I am dragon poet. I want to know.
Okay, I'll translate it for all you awesome listeners out there. Can you still play the old songs? Play, darling. They waft through my woe like those ships with silver nails that towards secret island havens sail on the soft evening sea. And they land by the flowering shore, and the spring there is so young. And there on lonely pathways, forgotten gods and waiting grace, my weary remembrance finds. Thanks for listening to me. I'm down to hear some music now. Is that cool with you, DJ Arena?
I'm always down to play some sick jams. Right now, you're about to listen to Do I Wanna Know by the Arctic Monkeys from their most recent album, AM.
Color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth?
Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Sort of hoping that you'd stay. Saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you. Never thought I'd call and run. You like you, cause I always do. Maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall for surrounding you. Now I thought it through. Crawling back to you. So have you got the goods? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should. Simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried been to kiss you. I don't know if you feel the same. I do, but we could be together if you wanted to.
Do I wanna know
if this feeling flows both ways?
Have to see you go.
Was sort of hoping that you'd stay.
Both ways,
we're sort of hoping that you stay.
want to go to the seaside. I'm not trying to say that everybody wants to go. I fell in love at the seaside. I handle my charm with time and sleight of hand. Do you want to go to the seaside? I'm not trying to say that everybody wants to go. I fell in love at the seaside. She handled her charm with time and sleight of hand. But I'm just trying to love you any kind of way. But I find it hard to love you, girl, when you're far away. Away. Do you want to go to the seaside? I'm not trying to say that everybody wants to go, but I fell in love on the seaside. On the seaside. In the seaside.
You're listening to In Other News on KNBA 90.3 FM. Hi, I'm Katherine Dernstrom with The Boardroom, and I support Alaskan youth.
Hi, you're listening to Another News on 90.3 FM Anchorage. I'm Secho Arena. I'm not going to say that. I'm Chloe Chobel.
And I'm your resident DJ and swag police officer, here to write a citation to you, Miss Chobel, for not having enough swag.
I have more swag than the universe can contain. So what songs did we just listen to?
That was Paper Chase by The Academy Is, followed by Seaside by the Kooks.
A while ago, our own Teddy Shangan interviewed brave new Alaskan voices, Jacob Holly Klein and Kalicia Monroe, about their poetry, which they both performed.
Here's Teddy Shangan with his interview recorded live at the KNBA studio last summer.
Ooh, poetry means to me. Poetry just basically really means, like, I would just say it's synonymous to life, really. And the experiences I experience in life, the challenges and the people that may come and go, whether good or bad, you know, bring a lesson that I may see, like, the beginning layer, like, the top layer of that lesson, but I won't really learn it, in, you know, until later on in my life, where I actually get deeper into, like, you know, learning that lesson. So I don't know if that makes any sense, but, yeah, that's what poetry means to me.
Yeah, poetry, I like to see poetry as a form of digestion. So poetry in and of itself is honesty. I think the best poetry comes from honesty. At first I was writing to impress people, because I know I can do cool things with words, but then Trey and Kima both, actually, him and Trey pushed us to be more honest in our writing. Yeah, poetry is all about honesty. I mean, if it weren't for poetry and writing, I don't think I'd be here right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so has poetry made an impact on you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Hey, tell me about it, man. Tell me about it.
I went through writing. I like to think of it like writing came to me. I don't think I ever found writing, but it found me. So I was in some really rough times. My mom wasn't doing so well. My dad didn't know the extent of it. My brother wasn't around very much. I loved him to death, but he wasn't around that much. Yeah. And when I started writing, I found out that there was a whole world in my head that just went on infinitely. And when I unlocked that, I could just be my own person and take control of something where I had no control. If it weren't for poetry and if it weren't for writing, I think, truthfully, it sounds raw, but I would have killed myself by now. And Kalicia, what about you?
Most definitely, like what Jacob said, poetry, at first, I kind of looked at it like a way to, like, secretly get back at someone, like, secretly call them out, some dirty stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then I started, you know, I kind of let it grow on me, and writing, like, I'm telling you, man, I'm not like writing at all, but poetry is just, like, you're just really writing down how you feel. And then you go back over it and you edit it, and, you know, to a way that it can be presented to others. Now I look at poetry as something else. Like, really, I'm just writing down how I feel, and I want people to know that.
It's a way for you to vent to your paper, I guess you could say it. Mm-hmm. You could say it like that.
For sure, yeah, bleeding through a pen.
You can never master, like, writing. Mm-hmm. Like, nah.
Hey, could you guys perform some for me?
Yeah, sure.
Grandpa?
First. this poem is called Presence. I make sure that every time I leave the house, the last words out of my mouth to my parents and brother are, I love you. So that if one night I don't come home or come back to find my family gone, my last words weren't, goodbye. See you later. Be home by 2. I'll be back. Because some nights, escape feels like a better option than coming home to receive love that I cannot give back. It feels like I haven't given enough to the people who need the most from me. And I never forgave my girlfriend for loving me. And I haven't forgiven myself for not loving her back. This standoff between us to see who would shoot first ended bloody and broken. And now, because of it, I never feel fully inside of my body, and it keeps me up at night. Some nights, flatlining sounds better than continued life because I haven't survived long enough to live. I am dishonest with the world and myself. But I'm not patient enough to tie a noose, so I'll stick with wishing I had the guts to commit suicide so men who wear the sun could shed some light on my work and say he would have been something someday. Because most nights, I'm not sure I will. Most nights, I delve into darkness to find my own light, and it's gotten to the point where I'm not interested in who saved who or how many people survived. I want the monsters and the skin they've torn. After all, the scariest thing about monsters is how human they are. So I tug at those lines on my face. There are still scars in my cheeks from where I pulled too hard. This one is from pretending I was happy. This one is from Mom, and this one is from Dad, but this one I made myself. Back when I was a knee-height, knee-fight with aspirations to be affirmed by God, my head was split open by a wooden post, and my stitches stayed there until they became a part of me. So I live up to the reputation of my scars and slice open my wrists on a glass screen. It's death on a nightly basis. Virtual bloodthirst I satiate without hesitation. If it were a needle, I'd be addicted. If I could draw the carnage on greeting cards, I'd hand them to my friends and family and say I'm fine, really, but look what I saw. And it feels like I'm alone sometimes, like I've got no home sometimes, no folks to share my life with, my pain with, and death with. Some nights, I wonder if I've got a death wish. Might be a bit busy figuring it out, what I really want, who I really am, what I can become, why I am the way I am, why I feel empty most nights. And some nights, I wonder if most nights will be different, if there will be a morning where I don't wake up with blurred vision, a heavy head, and a bloated stomach. That morning will be different, different like scars that go away, different like honesty, and I need to let them know. But they can't know. They can never know. So I convince them that I'm still just a kid. A kid who always remembers to say, goodbye. See you later. Be home by 2. I'll be back. So every conversation ends with I love you.
Man, I like it, man. I love it, dude. Like, I like the way you express yourself. And you have, like I told Kalisa earlier on today, man. Like, the way you express yourself and how much confidence you have when you present your poetry, man. It's crazy.
Thank you.
Like, I could feel the emotion when you were presenting it, man. Like, I could tell you put a lot of time into it. And, like how do you memorize all that, man?
It's difficult. I mean, past the point, when you spend that much time with a poem, I mean, even when you write it, the poem just becomes kind of, it becomes a part of you. And when that poem becomes a part of you, you can really bear that to other people. So when you're on stage, you are performing, but at the same time, if you put the time into it, you're bleeding. And that's what you need to do, because other people need to see that bloodshed.
Yeah.
Because maybe they need to do it themselves. So it's all about connecting with other people. And the whole drive of writing poetry is to find other people who've experienced those same things, so like being detached or being afraid your family will die, wanting to kill yourself, that kind of thing. Just heavy stuff. And the poem, I mean, memorization and writing is the easiest part, even though it's awfully hard. I mean, Miss Monroe would know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Kalisa, how can people learn more about poetry?
Really, you know, about poetry, about Brave New Alaskan Voices. So, Brave New Alaskan Voices, most definitely, we have a Facebook page. If anyone has a Facebook account, you know, definitely look up Brave New Alaskan Voices. And that is a page. It's updated every time there's an event going on, anytime there's, you know, a writer circle, which should be starting back up, which is like every Saturday from 5 to 7. And then just really like the events and the fundraisers that are going to be held throughout the year.
Okay, so could you perform as well?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Mama. How have you been? I know it's been a long time since we last spoke. I've been very busy lately with school and my job. You know how it is living on your own. I know last week was your birthday. I tried to call, but I couldn't find the time. So I decided to write you a letter instead. I figured if I did this every now and then, I could keep you updated on what's going on with me. You know, since we don't really talk much. Well, I do have some good news. I got accepted to the National Honor Society. I received the letter yesterday. While reading over it, a rush of anxiety consumed me. I don't want to be the only one there without a parent, but looking back on several occasions, I was always missing your presence at award ceremonies, gatherings, competitions, reception dinners. At dinner, Mama, we never even had dinner. Mama, it was obvious that your absence entailed statements we left unsaid. Does it pain you as much as it does me knowing that you're not even in the audience, so you'll probably never hear this, right? Mama, where have you gone that is so important? Why couldn't I come with you? When are you coming back? I don't even recognize you anymore. See, I would come home if you got your act together, start owning up to your responsibilities, and realize that you're not done raising children. I am the last one, and being just that, I feel like I've gotten the short end of the bargain. So you become a vessel of desolation, surveying life with all the detail of a blank page. Shackles bound to the soles of your feet. Mama, your spirit is crying out for help, just like me. Mama, I'm so sick, and I'm so tired of waiting. God, where is my mother, Ed? Lord knows how much I love you, despite the hurt and the pain that you have caused me. Mama, I pray for you every single day. I pray for my mother back. I pray for you to get better, for you to be able to take care of me. There's been too many times I've got my hopes up high, believing that you would be okay. That the weird woman with the big fat manila folder that comes by every 2 weeks to just check in would stop coming. That I wouldn't have to keep moving from school to school, from state to state. Mama, I'm starting to realize some things. That we base our decisions upon the results of past events. Mama, we live our life in the past. A wound can never heal efficiently when we're always covered. Mama, I have to grow. I need time to heal. You need time to heal. I love you, I do. Thank you.
So thank you both for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
And so if you guys want to get to know more about Alaska Teen Meet, Brave New Alaskan Voices, my fault. For more information, you can go to their Facebook page, which is facebook.com, Brave New Alaskan Voices.
Hi, I'm Betty Robards, licensed child and family therapist, and I support Alaskan youth.
Hi, you're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Swag Institute on 90.3 KNBA Anchorage. I'm Arena Filipenko, and if you're in town tonight, I will be playing with Legos in my room if anyone would like to join me. I might build a plane or a bus or a home for Seacho, who is tiny enough to fit into my Lego bucket.
Well, I'm Chloe Chobel, and I don't like Legos.
Chloe, you are not invited to my house to play with Legos. Ha.
Wow, I am so disappointed.
Ha.
Now, let's get back to poetry.
It's National Poetry Month, and that's really cool. At ATME, we hosted a poetry recording session on April 18th where youth could come in and record their poems.
ATME's own Broby Estrella recorded this poem at our event.
Here's Broby.
A lady will always have a first dress. This dress will define her. A normal girl receives a long, beautiful gown that takes a kingdom's breath away. It's the dress that makes her feel like a princess. She gets to dance with a prince charming. Other girls have a different experience. Their first dress was tight, taking only a man's breath away. Instead of dancing with a prince, they were forced to dance with poles and strange men. A princess parts from a prince at midnight. These girls leave once the price is paid. They are not princesses, and as a lady, their first dress will never define them. To every girl out there, if you have been hurt or touched, speak up. Don't wear the dress with a matching mask. Speak up for every woman out there, because it will happen again. Speak up and stop child exploitation. Hi guys, this is Broby. This poem is called The First Dress. It's a wake-up call for everyone who hears it to stop child exploitation. I personally am a rape survivor, and I went through this, so I know how hard it is to talk and to let people know what happened to you. And I wrote this poem to get the message out that you can talk and something will get done about it. It's a poem that I wrote to give people strength if they have been hurt. Strength to speak up. Strength to not wear the dress with a matching mask. I hope that it really helps.
Now it's time to listen to more music. Here's I Wanna Be Yours, also by the Arctic Monkeys, followed by Gravity by Sarah Bareilles, and then I'm God by Clams Casino.
Pacific Ocean. Now I wanna be yours. Secrets I have held in my heart are harder to hide than I thought. Maybe I just wanna be yours. I wanna be yours. I wanna be yours. Wanna be yours. Wanna be yours. Wanna be
still feel drink so much than to drown in your love and not feel your rain.
Well, you've been creeping, kicking me under the table.
You're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. I'm Arena Filipenko.
Let's listen to one more poem to close our show. Here's Nora Herzog, the girl whose art teacher did not tell her her painting sucked.
I experience for money, plugging in just to feel something I need to be tangible today. Listen to my lungs burn, I am only in everyone. Trace the intricacies of the boombox beats implant in the heart. Tune out. Exercise the cortex of your cerebrum. Facing reality is easy when responsibility is only an afterthought. Clockwork rhythms ring monotony, fall into place. This is all you were meant to be. This is all you were meant to be. Scrub away insecurities. This type of slavery is comforting, as if without bondage we would have no place. We must remember our place. Bleak. Blank faces on drab people. No speaking, no laughter, no sound. No sound. Lose yourself or succumb to despair. Wait and we'll build you the perfect depression. As if sanity had a formula. Living statistics create a perfect madness. Our flaws are symmetrical. Man is God and our connections break surely as the bones we imagine that crack, pop, crack. Subconscious pain drives out guilt. Forget that this was humanity, because willful sacrifice is far nobler than ignorance. So plug in, tune out. Let life slip by on autoplay, because control is too much power, as if responsibility was too much insight. Hedonistic natures are ruptured by dissolving definitions. Drive out hell, because a false heaven seems far too perfect. We lack the contrast to determine. So I lie in wait. Sell my guilt to wash the pain away. Buy prescription happiness to boost my ecstasy. I'm stuck on a tightrope of mania. I'm only far too gullible among company, so I banish any signs of insanity and remember to lie through my teeth. Truth was never my ally anyway. So plug in, tune out, forget responsibility, blame it on man. After all, he's the creator. Circumstance is only the equation to which I am the answer, so I live in doubt. Hoping the result is less than my full potential, I won't be responsible for genius. But the world needs ditch diggers. And so here am I. But only because the infinite foot of our guilt has settled itself far too comfortably across my consciousness, and I've gotten used to shallow breathing. Wait patiently for my suffocation. When I die, dismiss all that I am as a figment of imagination. And I wonder if the funeral will be half as colorful with no one watching. So this poem was based off of a short story that I read in my English class about the role of technology in creating an emotionally vacant generation. And I was just, and when I was reading the story, I was just thinking about how important it is to be accountable for one's own actions, especially emotionally, in this world where we're so disconnected from each other, even unintentionally, just through the role that technology has played in our lives. So when I wrote this poem, I mean, I guess it's kind of cynical, but it's kind of an outlook on what I think that the world could become if we don't work to make sure that we are still connecting to other people through other people instead of through machines.
Thanks for that, Nora. If you're a teenager and would like to make great radio stories as well, hit up at me. Find us online and listen to past stories at alaskateenmedia.org or call us at 907-272-2864.
Well, that pretty much wraps up our show for today. We'd like to thank you for listening. Big thanks to Spirit of Youth, the Alaska Division of Behavioral Health, the Alaska Humanities Forum, and the Rasmussen Foundation. And to the supporters of this program, John O'Hara, Betty Robards, Mary Rita Ely, and Catherine Jernstrom. Thank you to our adult counterparts, Sheridan Fox, Robert Stormo, and Rosie Robards.
Don't forget to listen to the next broadcast of In Other News, Saturday, May 31st at 4 p.m., right here on KNBA 90.3 FM.
In Other News has been delivering the youth perspective for a long time. Its first air date was February of 2004. I would like to give a quick shout out to all the folks that have worked on making this the best radio program. Thank you.
Peace, love, and Legos from the AMI team.
Like a ride, oh, not easily offended.